Mark chapter 10, verse 46 says, "Then they reached the Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' 'Be quiet,' many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, 'Tell him to come here.' So they called the blind man. 'Cheer up,' they said. 'Come on, he's calling you.' Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked. 'My rabbi,' the blind man said, 'I want to see.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go, for your faith has healed you.' Instantly the man could see and followed Jesus down the road." Here in the beginning of the year, it is the first month of the year. It's good to get hungry, and really in a place of hunger and thirst and desire to see God's plans and purposes come to pass. This man was not just passively waiting for the will of God to happen, but he was pursuing. He was crying out. He was getting hungry, and he was getting thirsty for what heaven had for him. He heard Jesus was nearby, and I'm here as a messenger to tell you that the word of God is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the only way to the Father. He is the life, and he's the resurrection. He is the one that brings life to you, and he's paid the price for you. And when you call on that beautiful name of Jesus, you can be saved if you've never, ever received him into your life as your Lord and Savior. You can do that today. But Bible says every promise is yes and amen in him. But there's a role that the blind man had, and that is to get desperate, to get hungry, get thirsty for what heaven has for you. Don't be passive. Don't be complacent. Don't be in a place where, you know, really, Bible talks about being lukewarm. But you want the will of God. And then you make firm decisions. And then you have determination as well to get those things come and see those things come to pass. So it's a great time at the beginning of the year for you to evaluate your priorities. What are the key things that you're pursuing after this year? Is it just the same things that you've always done? Or do you have some things that are heavenly, some things that are from the heart of God for you to see come to pass this year? What are your goals? The blind man shouted and cried out to the Lord, and he said, "Have mercy on me." And Jesus said, what is it that you want? And he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "By your faith, today is the day you've received." By his faith, he's reached out and received. And whatever you are, whatever the situation is today, there is power that comes from heaven that can help you. And there's power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in faith in that name. And there are unlimited possibilities that God has for you to turn your situation around. So don't just bypass this broadcast, because you may find yourself in a difficult situation. There is no situation that God could not turn around if you just turn to him today and call on the beautiful name of Jesus. God can turn things around today. And right in the beginning of the year, I want to challenge you not to just jump into conclusions or New Year's resolutions or, have some things that, you know, you just quickly decide, okay, I'm going to do this. But really seek God's face here in the beginning of the year. Get his heart. Get his plans. Make the adjustments that need to be made. Set time aside to pray. Set time aside to fast. Fasting means that you don't eat. It means that instead of eating, you pray and you take time in the Word of God. And out of that relationship out of that time of prayer and crying out to the Lord, letting the word read you as you read the word, there will be heavenly desires that are brought forth that you can pursue this year. That you don't just naturally jump into a conclusion and then, you know, by beginning of February, you noticed, oh, I couldn't keep that resolution that I had. You know, normally if the gyms are open, Finland, I think the gyms are still closed because of these insanity restrictions that they've come up with for no logical reason whatsoever. But beginning of the year is usually the greatest time for the gyms. Everybody's going to join a gym, but by the time it gets to March, the gyms are back to normal levels. Because why? Because people gave up. So take time in the beginning of the year to really get God's heart about your direction, about the plans that you have, about hearing his voice. Say that this, let this be the month that is going to set the tone and the right direction for this year. And not only in doing things, but also with your attitude. I heard a great teacher of the word say that if you're gonna have an attitude every morning, you have to pick a good one. So it's not just about what you're doing, but also with about the attitude that you do things in. And you can ask yourself, why am I doing these things? Why do I keep doing this? What's my motivation? And what is the purpose? What is the desire behind this? And be willing to confront some hard attitudes that you may have as you take time before the Lord. Because you may be doing the right thing for a wrong reason. And it's when you get these things right, when you get your priorities right here in the beginning of the year, it's going to greatly help you. You put God first, it's going to align everything else after that in your life. In every area, you put God first this year. It is going to have a tremendous impact on your life. You make a choice. Put him first. You worship Jesus. Amen. So, you know, Holy Spirit is here. If you're born again, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, your heart belongs to the Lord, you've invited Jesus as the Lord of your life, you know, Holy Spirit is here to help you personally. As you study the word, you can ask the Lord for wisdom. And take a lot of time also to pray in the Spirit, pray in your heavenly language, and learn to trust him, yield to the Lord. Allow those things to take place in your life, in your heart, so that as you are moving forward this year, you're not just doing things on a reactionary basis, but you have a firm direction where you know God wants to take you. And it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you, because challenges come to everyone. But when you know where God wants to take you, and be bold to ask the Lord, you know, David prayed that, you know, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God. Be willing to be in that place where you say, tell the Lord, to speak to me, Lord. If there's something in me that isn't pleasing to you, let me go right direction this year. And allow and take time in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians 11:31, the Bible says, for if we searchingly examined ourselves, detecting our shortcomings and recognizing our own condition, that's in the Amplified, we should not be judged and penalty decreed by divine judgment. So we can examine our own life and see, hey, we got to cut this one out. That's not in line with the Word of God. And then we would not be judged if we would do that. Why not do that in prayer time this beginning of the year? Allow Lord to speak to you. And then you can say, okay, I know this is not according to the will of God. I'm going to eliminate this area and I'm going to cut this out because it's not producing fruit. So like I said, don't rush to conclusions, but stay in the presence of God this year and in the Word of God, especially this month in the beginning of the year. Ask the Lord to help you and Word of God to do a work and cleansing work in your life. And it's going to produce great things that you're gonna, it's gonna help you to see amazing growth in your life and moving forward. And you know, your will is a significant thing. Many people don't recognize it, or some people are very much man pleasing by personality. So they it's almost like they don't even have a will. But will is a powerful thing. God loves you. He's not going to violate your will. He's given you will so you can choose to love Him. And the enemy cannot stand against when you choose to follow Jesus. No devil can hold you back when you come to Jesus. Can you come to God in the name of Jesus? You know, he's not going to be able to hold you back. It's a powerful thing. So you can choose. I'm going to go to the right direction this year. I'm going to sow good seed. I'm going to choose the direction. I'm going to give my attention to the Lord. I'm going to see an improvement in my family. I'm going to see mighty things take place. And, you know, so out of that prayer, out of that consecration before the Lord will also come a greater recognition of the value of your time. If you don't value your own life, and if you don't feel like you're worth anything, even your time does not matter. But recognizing the blood of Jesus, the great price that was paid for you, and also the great calling that God has for you and the purposes God has for you, then you recognize the time, that you don't allow anything to steal your time. You won't be distracted, but you'll be focused in the mission that God has for you. We'll be continuing in faith. You'll be continuing walking in love. It's going to be great. And how about this? Why not set some godly goals this month? And once again, I'm not saying that you just start writing things down, that whatever comes to your mind. But take time in prayer and get some goals that are from God's heart that have to do with your focus and direction this year. And it is going to be great, because I heard this already in my Bible school times, that if you aim for nothing, you're bound to hit it. If you aim for nothing, you are bound to hit it. So you should have some goals, have some soul winning goals, have some family and marriage goals, have some financial goals, have some goals to build up your character. You can have some fitness goals, study goals, kingdom advancement goals. If you have your own business, in your ministry, whatever it is, why not have some goals that are coming from the heart of God and that is going to help you? Because you have to have direction, and every day is a new opportunity to see amazing things come to pass. So if you're not aiming for anything, if you're passive in a way in your attitude, it's not going to bring forth good results. But all of these things come out of the Spirit and out of the passion for the Word and the plans of God. Now, I just read to you in the beginning of the broadcast from Mark 10. Jesus told the man, the blind man, "What do you want me to do to you? What do you want God to do for you? What is it that you need? What is it that you desire to come to pass?" These are mighty things. Our journey in the ministry began by God challenging me in my heart, that what do I want with my life? What is it that you want with your life? Some of you may be a little stubborn. You want to keep your own ways and, you know, direct your own ways. And Lord needs to, you know, do a work in your heart so you can be soft and yielded to do the things of God and do the purposes of God. And then some of you, you need to take time in the presence of the Lord to get that desire and direction where the Lord wants to take you. It's a cooperation. You yield your life to the Lord, and He wants to lead you, show you things. The Bible talks about the good works that God has prepared for us, good things, and a good life that God has prepared for us, the path that He's prepared for us. But it's our honor and privilege and responsibility to step into that place that God has for you. So God is good. His plans are amazing. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. But what is it that you desire? I understand there may be things of life that have come to push you, hit you down, and try to get you discouraged, and maybe even successfully to get you disappointed about something that somebody else did, or maybe something that you did that you feel like, oh, what's the use? But I'm telling you, I pray that the Holy Spirit helps you here in the beginning of the year to get stirred up. If you're alive, it's not time to quit. Don't quit. Challenges come to everyone. Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. He will deliver you. He'll help you. But it's time to stir things up in your spirit. Come on. Be encouraged by the things that the Lord has put in your heart. If you haven't seen them come to pass, this is the year to see things come to pass. Amen. So what is it that you desire? So that, you know, you don't just go day after day reacting to things that come your way, but there's a deep direction that is based on the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Bible, and then the moving of the Spirit of God in your life, that you're going to see amazing things. And then also that the very taste of the world could be burned out of your life, so that nothing, no distraction, no yearnings or lusts of this world are going to divert you from where God wants to take you this year. And I believe that's all going to happen in prayer and study this month. Take time to pray. Take time to fast. You know your situation. You talk to the Lord. You deal with some of these things. Sometimes it's easy, you know, Pastor, just tell me what to do. Well, I can tell you what the Bible says, and I'm trying my best. But it has to come from your heart. It has to come from your heart. In Mark chapter 5, there was a woman with the issue of blood who was desperate. She needed a touch from the master, from the master's hand. And she was thirsty for the Spirit of God. And the moment she touched Jesus' clothes, power went from the master, and that anointing touched her. She felt it, Jesus felt it. And there was a transference of the anointing. That faith that the lady had placed a demand for the Spirit of God to touch her. That's a powerful, you can find it in Mark chapter 5. You can read it, study it. But that's a powerful illustration of the power of God touching the life of a woman. The lady wasn't just at home saying, whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do at home, but she stepped out into a place where she was really in danger. She wasn't allowed to be in the crowd in her condition, but she was thirsty, she was hungry, she was desperate for the touch of God. There's something there that we need to grab a hold of in order to see these things come to pass this year, that you are hungry for the things of God and hungry for the Word of God. Bible speaks about Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet while her sister was busy doing other things. She had chosen to listen to the Master's words and to be taught and to grow and to learn. And we could be in that place even this month, that we can set the tone and the right direction for the whole year, that we could be so hungry for the things of God, so hungry for the Word of God. You know, as a pastor, you can tell when people are hungry for the Word. And of course, sometimes you need to preach people hungry and preach people thirsty. But you know, you can, when people are hungry for the Word, it makes all the difference. We were in Estonia one time, and the Lord had given me a message. We were ministering at a church, and I remember that day very clearly because people were so hungry for the Word. And everybody got touched in the building. The children got touched in the children's church. It was just a mighty time in the presence of the Lord. You can have the best teacher, and I'm not saying I'm the best teacher, but even there would be a best teacher. But if there would be no hunger, then there wouldn't be that impact. So sometimes we put on all the responsibility on the minister, which certainly there is a responsibility for the minister, but if you're not hungry for the word of God that comes from heaven, the seed of heaven, that is going to be planted into your heart, that is going to produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. If you haven't decided that nothing is going to steal the word from me, nothing is going to suffocate the word, no worries or anything is going to come and hinder the growth of the word. My heart is good ground this year for the word of God. Then there's going to be things that will prevent that word from coming to fulfillment in your life. So get thirsty, get hungry this year, and decide that this year you are gonna start this year right. Decide this year that you're gonna worship Jesus with all of your heart. Take time personally just to worship Jesus. Get on your knees and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for last year. Bless him, give him thanks, and thank him for this year. This is the greatest time to be alive. We are blessed to occupy in this hour, and very soon we're going to see the return of the King. But it all begins at the altar. You know, even in the beginning, as I believe most of our listeners today or viewers today are believers, how you got saved is you invite Jesus as the Lord of your life. It begins at the altar when your life is surrendered to him, when he, Jesus Christ, is reigning supreme and completely reigning over every area of your life. And when you unreservedly surrender your life to him, there will be mighty results in faith. Amen. And this is the year, this is the time, this is exciting, and this is what's going to make a difference this year. So I wanted to challenge you with a few of these things to get this thing going right, get this month going right, get this year going right. There's so many things that you can be distracted by. But I believe as you take the time in the presence of the Lord, allow the word to minister to you, read the Bible like never before, press into the presence of the Lord, be filled with the Holy Ghost, be overflowing. God's not the problem. He's the answer. He wants to do amazing things, and I believe he is going to do powerful things through you, in you first, then through you, and we're going to see cities, nations. This is going to be a year of the double. This is a great year, and I'm very excited about this year, and it's going to be a great time. So set some goals, press into God, and see the plans of heaven come to pass this year. And to finish off today, I want to give you also an encouragement and a challenge. And I know there's people from all over the place. There are people from other churches. There are people from other ministries, people all over the world. Some people just randomly found me and wonder who is this guy who's talking today. But we have just moved into a new building here in the very end of last year. And so I'm excited about it. And one of the things you can do in the beginning of the year is to set aside finances for the purpose of the kingdom to get your year started right. You can do a first fruit offering, sometimes called as that, to set aside your first pay that you get from the year, to set it aside for the purpose of the Lord, to set this year apart for God's purpose. And I'm not telling you that you need to do that. I'm telling you that you can follow the Lord and see what he tells you to do. But I'm telling you, we have an amazing thing. The Lord's done amazing things. We've seen amazing things already. And the building is being set up as we speak. We're already meeting in there, as many of you know. But there's a lot of work to be done. And for that reason, I am giving this challenge. If you want to be a part, you can go to riverchurch.fi. And there is, under one of the links, you can find our building fund. And you can be a part with that way. And you can choose that you're going to put the house of the Lord first this year and be part of the kingdom advancement, and that's going to be a blessing to you, so that you don't just become a hearer of the word only, but also a doer, that you're not just in your mind deciding, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, but you don't take any action to it. And so I'm giving you this challenge. And as well, you can be part of that building project as well. But the challenge to you is to set God first this year. Seek His face, get His heart, get the right direction, see what the Lord is speaking to you. Allow the Lord to minister to you. We're all in a different place in our life, in our walk. So wherever you find yourself today, and I know the Lord wants to take you further to the things that He has for you. So take time right here in the beginning of the year and get the right direction. And allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about some changes. I know it's a big challenge for me because we're moving forward. And it's amazing how I thought I've already, you know, learned a few things, but there's so many new things to learn. And anytime you take on a new challenge, you find some things about yourself that you need to grow in. So I'm picking up the challenge myself. I have some goals that I want the Lord to do in me. I'm looking forward to the Lord to help me. And this is going to be a great year of growing up. It's going to be a great year. I've decided to put the house of the Lord first, and then I'm going to believe that the Lord is going to take care of everything else that I need. And it's going to be good.
But the truth is, you're on the winner's side.
Mutta totuus on se, että sinä olet voittajan
puolella. Greater one lives on the inside.
Suurempi on hän, joka asuu sinussa.